And the word of the Lord says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. I didn't hear anybody say amen to that. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed. And all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fail, the fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord our God stands forever. Amen. Isn't that a wonderful assurance? The word of the Lord our God stands forever. Who will bring good tidings to Zion? Go up to a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. Hallelujah. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. You know, this is such an amazing word to us as we go into a year. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. This is our God that brings us word of comfort. And you'll see right through some incredible promises there. The part that I've just read, verse 11, says, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know in 2018 that God is carrying you, and that he's carrying you not just hands stretched out, but hands close to his heart? Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear God lead you, to know that he gently leads those that have young? What an incredible promise for us. But what I want to focus on tonight is the way maker. You know, the Lord Jesus is called the way, the truth, and the life. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. The way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, no one comes to the Father except by him. So this is the incredible thing, that Jesus is the way. And yet, in this prophecy in Isaiah, it was talking about the Lord Jesus. It is the prophecy. Some of you have heard Handel's Messiah, Comfort Ye My People, is one of the songs on Handel's Messiah. It's a prophecy about the Lord Jesus. And it talks about John the Baptist, you know, in this particular, in verse 3, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. That was John the Baptist. What was all that about? Let's look closely at this passage. The Lord speaks comfort to his people. But in verse 3, a voice of one calling the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. It's that picture of a way that's been prepared for God. It goes on to say, look at what he says. He says, you know, when they want to build, in the next 2-3 years, they'll start building the, what's it, HS2 rail, the new rail line. Can you imagine the work that will go into preparing that route. If you travel across Britain, you'll know that it's full of what? Hills and valleys and hills and valleys. And to prepare the way, the engineers have to do what? Level it. And in leveling it, it means that all the high places, they have to bring low. And all the low places, they have to raise up before you can prepare a what? A highway. Otherwise, imagine what the experience of the train would be. The train would be going up and down and up and down. And it would take twice as long to get from London to Manchester. But what the word of God here is the preparation of the way. But this is not just any way. It is called the highway. In Isaiah 35, it's explained further. It says in verse 8, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. Isaiah 35 verse 8. The unclean will not journey on it. It'll be for those who walk in the way. Who is the way? Jesus. It is for those who walk in the way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ferocious beast get up on it. There will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there. You see, the highway is the way of the redeemed. Because when you prepare that way, then God the Almighty comes and he walks on it. So one of our prayers tonight as we go into the new year is, Lord, come and prepare. As I prepare the way, help me so that the leveling will be done. Amen. That the highways will be brought. Help me out. Will be brought. The valleys will be filled up so that the way will be leveled. But it is the way of the Lord. And our prayer is, you know, I don't want ups and downs in 2018. Amen. Are you with me? I want a what? A highway, a level way. So our prayer is, Lord, come and level this pathway for me. John the Baptist was the leveler. Hallelujah. But we can't level our way. Amen. But what we want is for God the Almighty to come and help us to level out the way so that the lows will be built up and the highs will be leveled out. You know, you can be too high sometimes that you start getting lightheadedness. Amen. But that's not all. There is also another way that we can pray for. In we're talking of the way prepared for God's blessings to flow. Are you with me? Let me give you an example. When in Acts 10, I think it was Peter that was praying. He was hungry and he was praying. You know the incidents that happened? When Cornelius sent servants to meet him, remember? And he had a dream, and in the dream, God had prepared him, isn't it? God had prepared him. And so when he woke up, when he got up, and suddenly he was told, three people are waiting for you. And he met with them, and he said, yes. And they began to tell him, but you see, the Lord had already prepared the way for him. Some of us may not understand what challenge it would have been for Peter to have gone to the house of Cornelius if God had not prepared that way for him. By the time Peter got there, the way was prepared. As Peter spoke, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon the people. Wow, Peter was astounded. God had done the work. Let me remind you also of Saul, the chapter earlier in chapter 9. Saul was, remember, Saul had met with the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. And the Lord Jesus said to him, he said, go to Damascus, and when you get there, I will tell you what to do. And so Saul, of course, he was blind, and his servant helped him and took him to where the Lord had told him to go. At the same time, the Lord spoke to a man called Ananias and said, I want you to go out and meet my servant Saul, because he's mine. Don't be afraid of him. Ananias said, but he's been going around persecuting your people. The Lord said, no, I've already prepared the way for you. And truly, as Ananias went out, he found Saul, and Saul was waiting for him. The Lord God had prepared the way. You see, it is the same Jesus that said to the disciples, I want to eat with you. Go and you'll find a man that has an upper room. Tell him the master has need of it. Wouldn't it be amazing that in 2018, the way maker would go ahead of us and prepare the way for us? Is anybody excited about that? I am. Whether it be in talking to souls about Jesus, whether it be in the things that pertain to my life and well-being, that as I go out, I find that the way maker has already been there. Hallelujah. So when we're singing the song, Way Maker, that's what we're talking about. That in every step we take, we find that the Lord has gone ahead of us. You go to the hospital, Pastor Sheila, you know what happens? You find that the Lord has got the specialist surgeon waiting for you. I say, wow, thank you, Lord. And what happens is the man just walks in at that time. You know, the way maker would go before us. Amen. So this is our prayer tonight. Lord, go before us and prepare that way. Some of you, you'll go for an interview and you'll go there and you won't need to depend on your suit or your tie, because the way maker will go before you. Amen. You'll get in there and you'll find the first thing is the person smiles at you. And you don't know that a child of God is there, is one of those interviewing you. Because the way maker has gone ahead of you. That is one of our prayers. So two things now. First of all, for the Lord to level out the way so that there'll be no ups and downs, that we can run smoothly before God and serve him in a really committed way. The second one is that the way maker will also make a way for us. Amen? So that we will find the miracles of God in every step we take. Amen? There's a third one, and I'm going to stop there. The third way making is this. It is written in 1 Corinthians 10 that no temptation will be too great for us, that God will make a way for us out of it. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So you see, it's not just a way into things. Sometimes you need a way out of things. You need a way out of danger. You need a way out of trouble. You need a way out of temptation. So that should be our thought prayer in these next few minutes. Lord, make a way for me in every place where I may be in danger of being trapped. Make a way out for me so that I will be safe. Amen. Do we get it? So three ways that we want to ask the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will make a way. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Let's just pray as the music plays, and let's just offer ourselves to God and just offer those three ways, the God of miracles, the way maker, to prepare the way for us. In every situation, way for blessing, way to meet with divine appointment, way out of problems, troubles, temptations.